Adam Norris is the Watershed Coordinator of the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance. He joins us at the Ag Show today. Adam, thank you very much for joining us. I ask as a simple icebreaker, sir, how are things going at the Watershed Alliance?
Well, thanks for having us, Keith. And things are going well. Lots of things are going on and busy, but we are, we're really glad that there are people coming to us and wanting to engage with us on watershed issues, which is what we like to do. So from that sense, it's going very well.
One of the big discussions that will probably be brought up is one of the big events that you're doing, and that's the Fire and Water Forum that's coming up at the end of February. First of all, how are things going as far as preparation for that is concerned?
It is coming along well. We've got a full agenda of great presenters, everything from local community experiences, from communities that have gone through fire or are rebuilding from fire, as well as the sort of latest research from a range of people trying to understand fire and how it affects our watershed and how our watershed affects fire. So it'll be a good mix of that. We've got experience of having dealt with wildfires, and we have people trying to understand how our landscape is going to affect fire, right? So it's that really holistic, encompassing view of what we can do to better prepare ourselves for the next wildfires that will roll through at some point.
That's a good point you bring up here, Adam. How good is the timing of this, especially with A, the fire conditions the way they are right now, and B, the things that we had to endure last spring and summer with the fires and with the drought?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We had actually hosted about 5 years ago a forest fire forum as well, and that was well received. But this year, we've been involved with some of our sister organizations, the other watershed planning and advisory councils, on doing drought workshops, and that's across the province of Alberta with Alberta Water Council and with support from the government of Alberta. And so we were in a lot of these conversations already about the dryness and what it meant, and I think that's sort of where this came from. But that was something that people came to us and said, can you do something on fire and the watershed? And we said, sure. You're right. It's timely because people have asked for it. I don't know what this fire season will look like, but it's dry right now, as we all know, and so unfortunately we had better prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
That's a good way of putting it, that's for sure. Adam, who are some of the speakers that are coming to the event?
Okay, well, we've got a bunch of great speakers. We're going to start off with Mike Kingsbury. He's with the Alberta Wildfire, and talk about the wildfire season we had. Then we've got a researcher out of U of A, Air Forbes, and they do a lot of trying to understand wildfire behavior and can we predict it. And then we're going to have a lady out of Minnesota, actually, a professor, Emily Fairfax, and her work is on how beavers change fire behavior and how it can protect a landscape from fire. And then we'll have Michael Wagner. He's a hydrologist with Alberta Forestries, and he looks at how fire interacts with water and hydrology, so meaning what ends up in our creeks and lakes and rivers after a fire. And then we'll move on to a researcher, Dayal Wijerathani, and he does some really interesting work on how does wildfire affect groundwater. And then the last speakers we have are going to sort of pull this in by bringing together the community experience. And we've got the fire chief from the County of Grande Prairie, Trevor Grant, and then we have a municipal planner from the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Isela Contreras-Dogda. And finally, we're going to have Dean Ducharme. He's the vice chair and the director of emergency services up at Paddle Prairie. So those last three communities all experienced fires, County Grande Prairie this year, regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, that's 5 years ago, I guess now, and yeah, and then, of course, Paddle Prairie was 2019 with their fire, so Hope to have some interesting insights from all these folks.
A lot of speakers are definitely on the agenda, that's for sure, Adam, but you kind of piqued my interest with one of the speakers talking about the beavers and how they adapt to wildfire situations. How interesting is that going to be, especially with it being up here in the Peace region where wildlife is quite present?
Yeah, this, and I agree, this is maybe one of the more interesting topics. You know, we are a watershed organization. We don't deal with fire per se, nor just as how it's a part of the landscape and how things work up here. This looking at beavers is fascinating because they can really change the amount of water stored on the landscape, as we know, and that can really influence, one, our ability to fight fire, but also how that fire moves across the landscape. And so I think it's important for us to remind ourselves about the roles beavers play, and we can make more informed decisions about, you know, which beaver dams we should leave there, how many we should leave there, whether we should encourage them or not, you know, that we want to provide decision makers with the best information, so as they're thinking about the upcoming fire season, thinking about drought, they're thinking about flooding, whatever the issue is, they can weigh all those different factors and come up with their best decision.
Please pardon my use of terminology, but it sounds like they worked their tails off.
The beavers definitely do that, and I think that's the great thing about them, right? They never stop.
That is
also
true.
The worst thing about them.
Adam, how optimistic are you for a good turnout for this forum coming up at the end of the month?
Well, we're quite pleased with the response already. We had to already move up to a bigger room. We're out at the Terra Center there, but we had already so many registrations. We've bumped up to, we're in Hall B now, so hopefully we don't have to go up any bigger. I mean, if that many people register, we'll do it, but I think we'll have a really good turnout, and there are already a lot of people registered, so we are very pleased.
If one wants to register, I gather registration is required. Where can we do so?
On Eventbrite, and if you look for Fire and Water, you'll bring it up. Otherwise, if you track down Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance on Facebook, there will be a link to the Eventbrite page where you can register and get all the information about where and when and how to find us.
Adam Norris is a Watershed Coordinator with the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the chance to talk to you.